Let's see where Jay Myers, Colfax, North Dakota farmer, is at today and what he's sticking in the ground. Hello, Jay.
Hey, Mick. How's it going?
Going pretty good. Sounds like you're going over rough ground.
I'm just walking across the end of a field.
All right. Okay.
Hold on a second. I'll be in a vehicle here in a minute.
Okay. That's not a problem. Thank you very much. So, hey, where are you at? Tell everybody.
We are in a field planting corn today.
Uh-huh. And when I talked to you earlier, you were like across the road from where I grew up. So,
we're actually out in the McLeod area here planting corn on some land out here at Howard Frisk.
All right. And it's a little sandy out there. Is it blowing around today or not that bad?
Well, so far the wind hasn't come up, but they're talking it's supposed to be pretty windy this afternoon.
Yeah, right now, while you catch your breath, I'm going to tell you the wind right now is down in the McLeod area, about 18 to 23 miles an hour gusts. But north of Valley City, north of Jamestown, up around the Carrington area, northern parts of Kidder County, north of Steele, wind is gusting to about 35 miles an hour. So it's on the way and looks like it'll blow all night long. So,
we sure don't need that.
No, afraid not, especially when it's going to blow in cold air down to about 30. Is that a issue with any of the crop that has emerged?
Well, I don't know that there's too much emerged in this area yet, but there was some sugar beets that were planted pretty early, and there is some wheat that's up. But usually the wheat can handle pretty cold temperatures, but little sugar beets, if they're up, that might be a problem.
Yeah. Well, we'll check in with the sugar beet growers here tomorrow. In the meantime, tell us what's cooking on in around your farm there in northern Richland County and around the Colfax area westward where you're working today.
Well, we've been pushing to get the corn in the ground here this last week. I suppose we're probably two-thirds done with corn, and we put some soybeans in a few days ago, and I suppose we got about a third of our soybeans in the ground.
Wow.
But things have been awfully cold, but you know, like days like today, now the sun started coming out and temperature is starting to warm up, and I looked on the end on here a couple hours ago, and I think it said the soil surface was at 51 degrees, so we're getting to where we want to be, I guess, but I just need some warmer nights.
And a little bit of moisture in the soil, or is that an issue in, again, northern Richland County?
Well, we've been getting little showers here and there. You know, when was that, a week and a half ago? We got about a half inch, and then a couple of days ago we had a 10th or 1500th, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a little here and there sure helps. We got plenty of subsoil moisture, but with these winds, though, it sure dries the top out fast.
Boy, for sure. All right. All right, well, again, you have got a lot of irons in the fire. You've got Agro Valley, the crop input, and just a variety of things from Agro Valley, like your seed treaters, but then you're a Conklin dealer, so tell us, what has been the availability and supply of some of these fertilizers, which are in short supply?
Yeah, we've been hearing that there's different things out there that are short supply, and on the Conklin end here a few weeks ago, they ran out of zinc, and the raw material for zinc has been pretty short. I talked to a couple other companies, and a lot of them have been out since February. So if guys got their zinc in early, they're fine, but there's been a shortage lately. And then some of the other raw materials for making some of the seed treatments that we sell, you know, they were short supply too for a while. So it was kind of touch and go there. I had a good friend of mine from Pennsylvania, he called one day and he had ordered a whole bunch of, Amplify-D and he couldn't get it. Was wondering if we had any that we could ship over to Pennsylvania for them. So it's guys are when they like a product like that, they call all over to see where they can find more of it.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. And call the guy in North Dakota.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Now,
but no, I think most of the starter fertilizers that we have been pretty decent. We just had a guy call, needed another semi-load this morning, and we're running down with a truck tomorrow to get a load of that. So when you can get it within 24 hours, I think it's that's sitting pretty good.
That is good. All right. Yeah, and Amplify, great starter fertilizer. What's in it that guys love so much?
Well, the starter fertilizer is all made out of food grade raw materials, so it's really safe on the seed, and it really gets the plant out of the ground, good for cold soils, which, you know, this is the year that this starter is going to probably shine and really help things out of the ground when it starts to germinate.
I know Kip Cullors says about it, it gets soybeans chasing themselves out of the ground. So,
yeah. But, you know, we add a lot of things along with the fertilizer. One of the products Kip had helped design there is called Syntos, and that's a sugar product that's got three different sugars in it. It's got some molasses and some regular sugar and some fulvic acid that it's kind of food for the microbes, helps the microbes get all going in the soil, and then that helps nutrient availability to the plants. And that's been a popular product to be adding into our starter the last couple of years.
Okay, good. All right. Well, you are also a 360 Yield Center dealer. I understand that company's got a new product called 360 Rain. Describe that one, because everybody could use a little rain right now.
Yeah, that's one that unfortunately might be a popular product people want to know about this year with them talking about North Dakota being so dry here lately. And 360 Rain just got developed here last year, and they're still testing it for the next year or two, and they're going to try to get some demo plots up in this area and around the country. And it's a machine that goes up and down the field autonomously and follows the corn rows and dribbles a band of water right over the row, and so waters it just where the plant needs it, so you don't need as much water. And it runs all by itself up and down the field putting water on, and it has a big reel of hose that lays it down and picks it back up as it goes through the field, and takes about 4 days to do a quarter section. And it's going to be pretty revolutionary, I think, for how we're going to be able to put nutrients and probably spray at the same time, because you'll have onboard water pressure. There'll be a lot of things we can do, you know, other than just irrigation. Plus, it can be variable rate irrigation along with variable rate fertility going into it at the same time.
Wow. Yeah, very revolutionary, actually. I would assume it's going to be, could be utilized, you know, person have one of those machines for every quarter. You're going to be able to keep that crop well, even in a dry year or dry spring like this, keep everything well hydrated, and we know how important that is. All right. Well,
yeah, so they're going to have some field days on it this summer, so I'm looking for some guys that are interested that might want to go along and attend the field days down in Illinois, where they're going to have this on display and demo it. So if anybody is interested, they can give me a call.
All right. Well, how do people get a hold of you, Jay?
701-640-3654.
All right. And your website for Agro Valley is?
AgroValley.net.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, Jay, we're out of time. Thank you very much for the visit. Have a safe afternoon, safe week in the planter, and we wish you lots of luck. We'll check in with you a little bit later.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mick.
You are welcome. Jay Myers, Colfax, North Dakota farmer, Agro Valley Solutions.